In the current daf, we begin Masechtas Brachos, daf Nun Vav. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, discussing the concept about dreams and its inherent halachas. And specifically regarding the last thing of the previous daf, which discussed that dreams come from the Hihurei Libei Shel Adam. What a person thinks about and contemplates during the day, those are the ideas that are seeded and are related to the person during their dreams at night. So the Gemara begins a story related to that idea, that Amalei Kesel Reb Yeshua Reb Chananya, so the Caesar who had the who was the king of Rome, who had all these different skirmishes and wars with the Parthians, so he told Reb Shuber Chananya, Amritu the Chakim Utuva. They say that you're very smart. Emeli my chazin bechalmoi. Tell me, what am I going to see in my dream tonight? So Amalei Chazis de Meshachri la Parsoi. So he said, you're going to see that the Parthians are going to enslave you, and that is, they're going to make you do the work of the king. They're going to seize you. They're going to force you to pasture these unclean animals. With a golden staff, and that's what you're going to be seeing in your dream. So the Gemara says, so he thought about it the whole day. Wow, what an insane type of dream! And then that night he saw it, and that was the wisdom of Rabbi Chananya, who many times during Kla Yisrael's galus they had to deal with all these different nations and deal with all these obscene and insane type of, issues. So he responded to him something with Chachma that he made him think about it, and then he actually dreamt it at night. Similar type of a story. Amalei Shver Malka L'Shmuel, so King Shapur, who is the king of the Persians, he told to Shmuel, Amritu the Chakim Utuba, they say you're very smart. So Amalei Mai Chazin B'chamoy, tell me what I'm going to see in my dreams. So Amalei Chazis to Osru Remoi B'Shablach, you're going to see that the Romans, who were there, were the ones that they used to spar with, that they're going to take you captive. V'tachni boch kashyosa b'rechai de dehaven, they're going to make you grind date pits in a golden mill. So the Gemara says, Hiru kuli yaymul urta chazis. So the whole day he thought about it, wow, what a dream. And then the night he saw it again, that's the same concept he said, that a person's dreams go after what he thinks about during the day. Another the Gemara continues on the different concept we had in the previous daf, which was said that everything, every dream, really is fulfilled, so to speak, the way the mouth that interprets it says it. So in other words, there's reality, there's different phenomena, but it's coded, so to speak. And the interpreter has the power, so to speak, just like someone that helps out other person, when he hears all the data, he defines what it is, and that's exactly what ends up happening. So the Gemara brings a large illustration of this, a story with a famous Pisran, someone that used to interpret dreams, his name is Bar Hedya, that a large story which goes all the way to Amud Beis about his interpretations of dreams. So the Gemara begins, Bar Hedya mefasha chal mehabahi. Bar Hedya was an interpreter of dreams. So, and he says his custom was as follows. Whoever would give him money to pay him to interpret the dreams, so he would interpret it for the good. Whoever didn't give him money, so then he would interpret it for the bad. In other words, this was a personal agenda that he had. And since he had that power, so to speak, how to interpret it, because he was an interpreter and people would come to him for that interpretation, so therefore, he decided for self-fulfilling, if he got money, he would do it for good. No money, it was to the bad. So the Gemara shows this, that Abaye and Rabba chozachalma. Abaye and Rabba, they saw dreams. Abaye yoav leizuza, but Rabba lo yoav leizuza. Abaye gave him money, and Rabba didn't give him money. So the Gemara brings many, many different psukim of the Teichacha, which was the rebuke of Klai, so when they don't do the mitzvahs, that all the bad things are going to happen. Both Abaye and Rabba saw these dreams, and came to Bar Hedya with the same dream, and each one got a different interpretation based on because Abaye gave him money and Rabba didn't, as the Gemara shows us. Amri Lai, they said to Makrin Bechelman, it was Retas Na Pasik, the following Pasik, that Shercha Tavuach Leinecha, that your axe will be slaughtered in front of your eyes, and Vegoimer, which is the end of the Pasik, says of Leisoichelman, that you won't eat it, you won't eat from your food. So LeRava Amalei Pasidiskach, so to Rava he said that your business is going to get ruined. And that's the idea that you won't even eat from your axe, from your food. And that's why, since your business is going to get ruined, so you won't be able to eat because you're so depressed. And because of all the pain that you have, the food won't have any taste to you. And that's how he interpreted to him that you won't eat from it. He said, you're going to do well in your business. And you won't be able to eat because of the joy in your heart. Because you're so happy, you won't even have an interest in eating. As someone who's so to speak successful in business knows that you're just satisfied from your joy of how well your business is that you don't even have an appetite. You're so busy working. Another dream. Amrulay, they said to Makrinan, we read the following pasuk: Banim ubana is toiled begerim, that sons and daughters you will give birth to. And begerim, the end of the pasuk says, Vela yuloch kiyelchu bashebi, that they won't be even for you, these children that you bore, because they're going to go into captivity. So l'rava amalei kibishusi, to Rava interpreted as its embarrassing connotations are, which is at the end of the pasuk, that your children will be taken captive. L'abaya amalei tabaya interpreted it, abincho binascho nefish, you can have so many sons and daughters, uminsevan bansach la'alma, and your daughters are going to get married to other people. And it's going to seem to you as if they were taken in captivity because, so to speak, your daughters are not in your house anymore. You don't get a chance to spend that much time with them. But obviously that's a good dream because his daughters get married and are living with happy families. Another dream that they had, Akarin, it was read to us in our dreams, that your sons and your daughters will be given over to another nation. So Labayo Malay, Bancha Benascha Nefishin. Abaye, he said, again, Abaye was always getting the good interpretations because he gave money, said, your sons and your daughter will be many. At Amri Likrivach, you're going to say to your wife that they should marry your relatives. Vihi Amri Likrivach, and your wife is going to say that they should marry her relatives. Va'achvaloch, v'yahavit lohoin Likrivach, the Havakamacher, and then you're going to submit to her. And then she's going to give them to her relatives to marry. And that's going to seem to you like another nation, but it's really, again, it's a bracha that your children will marry relatives of your wife. They can't be that bad if you actually married her. So he's saying that's like an amacher. That means your sons and daughters will be given over to another nation, but obviously it's a blessing. L'Rav Amar, to Rav, he said, the bisu shchiva, that his wife is going to die. And since his wife is going to die, and that way his sons and his daughters will come to another woman, which is like to another nation, that they're subjugated to this new wife, to this stepmom, that's not going to be pleasant for them. As the Gemara says, what is the interpretation of the pasuk? What does it mean that your sons and your daughters will be given to another nation? That is the mother, that is the wife of the father. In other words, the stepmom, which is considered like given over to Amacher. So the Gemara continues with other psukim. Akrina b'chamu, it was read to us in our dream, the following pasuk. Lech echo b'simcha lachmacha, go eat with joy your bread. So Labayo Amalei Meravach Iskach. Tabayi said that your business will be doing well. V'chalta v'shasis. So you're going to eat and you're going to drink. V'koras pesukim echad v'lichlein. And you're going to reading this pasuk from the joy of your heart. That go and eat your bread. Enjoy because you're so happy. Everything is just working out for you. L'Rav Amalei pasuk iskach. Tarevi said your business is going to go sour. Tavachto v'loichalta v'shasis. You're going to slaughter and you're not even going to eat. Not even going to drink. The Karis, and you're going to read that pasuk, lifkuche pachtecha, so to speak, to mitigate your anxiety. In other words, that's why you're going to read that pasuk, but so to speak, to convince yourself, but you're not going to be convinced when you read lech echa b'simcha lachmacha. You're going to be so depressed, you're not even going to eat. Moreover, they said, Akrinan was read to us in our dreams the following pasuk, zere rav toitzi asada, that many seed you will bring out to the field. And the end of that pasuk says, "Uma'at tesef," but a little bit you're going to bring back, "Kiachslena arbe," because the locust is going to eat it all up. So Labaya Amalei Mireshut Habaya, he said the interpretation from the beginning part of the pasuk, which sounds good, that so much seed you're going to have and you're going to bring out to the field. L'Rav Amalei Mireshut to Rav, he said from the end of the pasuk, which again says that although you're going to put out a lot of seeds, not a lot that you're going to be taking in, because all of it's going to be consumed by the locust. Another dream they had, Akrina, was read to us, the following pasuk, Zesim yulecha b'chol gvulecha, that olives will be for you in your whole boundaries. But going around, the end of the pasuk is, but v'shem eloi sasach, but olive oil will not be anointed, ki yishal zesecha, because all your olives are going to drop. So labayo amalei mireshut habayi interpreted from the first part of the pasuk, which was that you can have so many olives in your whole boundaries. L'rav amalei mireshut to Rav, he said from the end, which is the bad, which is that you will not be anointing with that oil because all your olives are going to drop. Another dream they had, Akrina, was read to us, v'ro'u chol ami ya'aretz v'goymer, that all the nations of the land, they are going to see you. And the end of that pasuk v'goymer is, ki shem Hashem nikar lecha, because the name of God is, so to speak, recited upon you, v'yar mimeka, and they will fear you. So Labaya Amalei Tabayi said, Nafuk Lach Shmach, your name is going to go out, which is the same as the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Nikra Lach, that the name of Hashem is, so to speak, called out on you, so your name is going to go out. Dereish Mesif Tav is because you're going to be a Rosh Hashiva, you're going to be ahead of the yeshiva. And a muska nafal ba'ama, and your awe that will fall on the people, the populace, that's like the Pasuk says, v'yarmimeka, and that they will fear you because you're the Rosh Hashiva. L'Rava amalei, but to Rava he said, again for the bad, that v'dayna demalka itfa, that the treasury of the king is going to be broken into. And that is, that's the treasury where all the jewels of the king are. It's going to be broken in by ganavim, by robbers. And then they're going to make up a claim that it was you that stole it. As the Gemara says, "Matfasis beganve," and you're going to be arrested as a thief. V'dayni kulama kavuchaymer, and everyone, the whole world, will construct a kavuchaymer to say that if Rav is suspect in such a brazen act of robbery, definitely they could suspect us. And that's what the pasuk means: v'yarmi mecca, that they will fear from you. That because of you, everyone will have fear. If Rav could be suspected of a robbery, definitely we could be. And the Gemara says, the Lamacha, the following day, itfer bedayna demalka, the treasury of the king was broken into, the Osavataksil Rav, and they actually came and they seized Rav and put him into jail because of this sort of being interpretation of the dream that everyone's going to have fear because of what the rumors that went out because of Rav. So Amrle, they said to him, other dreams. Up until now was psukim that they had from this parashas of Teichecha, and now they say other things, other types of dreams that they had. Chazen chasal pum doni, which these are more cryptic, that we saw that there was lettuce that was on the mouth of the keg. So Labaya amalei, if iskach kechasot, Abaya said that your business will be doubled like lettuce, and that is just like how lettuce, it grows, that it grows doubles, so too your business will so to speak, expand and double just like lettuce. L'rava amalei, mor iskach kechasot, that your business will be bitter like lettuce, that in other words, everyone will hate it, and all your merchandise will be sour in people's eyes, and no one will buy it. So Amrle, they said to him, Chazen bisra pumdani, we saw in our dreams meat on the mouth of the barrel. So Labayo Amrle, basim chamrach, that your wine will be very good, it will be very aromatic. V'asu kuli amal mizn bisra v'chamrach, so everyone will come to buy meat and wine from you. That's what the meat on top of the barrel of wine demonstrated. L'rav amalei takiv chamrach, that your wine is going to sour. V'asikul amalei mizmin bisra l'mechabein, everyone's going to buy meat to eat with that wine, in other words, as a condiment, because they can't drink the wine that's sour, so they'll have to have it, and so to speak, cooking wine, which is not as great, so to speak, so the wine shouldn't go to waste. Amalei, they said to him, chazan chavit de toli bedikla, we saw a barrel that was suspended from a palm tree. So labayo amalei midli iskach kedikla, that your merchandise is going to grow to great heights like a palm tree. L'rava amalei chali iskach ketamri, that your merchandise will be sweet, in other words, for the purchaser, like dates. In other words, it's going to be sweet. Everyone's going to be, oh wow, it's so cheap, that's why everyone's going to buy it, because again, you're going to be selling below cost probably. You're not going to be making any money. Amalei, they said to him, chazan rumano de katchia pumdoni, that we saw pomegranates that were growing on the mouth of the keg. So labayo amalei, Ashik iskach kirimayna, that your merchandise will be expensive like pomegranates. In other words, you're going to be selling at a very high price. L'rava amalei kavi iskach kirimayna, that your merchandise will be tart like a pomegranate. In other words, everyone's going to hate it. Amrile chazan chavita denafa libir, they said, we saw a barrel that fell into the well. Labayo amalei tabayi said, mitvoi iskach, that your merchandise will be very sought after, and everyone's going to be looking to be able to find it and to buy it. As people say, that the bread has fell into the well and it can't be found. Same thing, everyone's going to be looking, where's this guy's merchandise? It's unbelievable. That's why he was showing that his merchandise, which was, so to speak, in the reference, in the metaphor of the barrel, was on the bottom of the pit. The Rava Amalei to Rava, he said, Pasad iskach, your merchandise is going to get ruined. Everyone's going to throw it into the pit. It's not going to be worth anything. Amrle, they said to him, Chazinan bar chamra de koi aistan v'noyar. So they said, we saw in our dreams that it was a young donkey that was braying near our heads. And that is around their heads, the donkey was braying. Labayo amrle malka havis, that Tabayi says that you're going to be a king, which meant that he's going to be a Rosh Hashiva that's going to hold lectures. And v'koy amoyer aloch, and that you're going to have a speaker by you, that is the interpreter that always, who is known as the amoyer, the speaker that would, so to speak, elevate the voice and, so to speak, magnify it that everyone could hear it, which is like the sound of the donkey that's braying. L'Rava Amalei to Rava, he said, Peter Chamor, the words Peter Chamor, which is the firstborn of the donkey, Gohin mitfilach, is erased from your tefillin. And that is, it's not there, those words. And that's what the idea of that the donkeys bring by your head to say that it's missing from there. Amalei, L'didi Chazi Levisi, says, what are you talking about? I saw my tefillin, and it's there. I checked my tefillin. The words are there. Amalei Vav de Peter Chamor Vadei Gohit mitfilach. It says, definitely the Vav of Peter Chamor is definitely erased from your tefillin. And that is in the parsha of Ahoy Kibiyacha, which is in the tefillin. It says, which is missing a vav. And the tefillin of Rava, the one who wrote it complete, a full word. In other words, it had it with a vav. And then afterwards he erased it. And that's what he says, that this, it was erased, that originally he wrote it with a vav, and then he erased it. So the Gemara says, L'seif azal Rava l'chudei l'kabei. Eventually, Rava went by himself to Bar Hedya, not with Abaya. So it says, I saw that the outer door of my house fell down. So Amalei ishtecha shevcha. That's the idea that your wife is going to die. And that is because she's the one that watches the house. She's the shemeres. So that outer door falling down is, so to speak, like the wife who is the protector of the house, that she's going to die. Again, he's still getting these bad interpretations because he never gave money to him. Amalei chaz yikichi vishani denasi. Says, I saw that my molars and my teeth fell out. That's a reference to your sons and your daughters that they're going to pass away. He says, I saw two doves that were flying away. You're going to divorce two women. And that's the idea because the wife of a person is called a dove. As the pasuk says, it's a reference to one's wife, to the spouse is called Yoina. And that's why the two doves flying away is the idea that he will divorce two women. Amalei, so he said to him, Chazoi tregar gildi delifti, I saw two turnip heads. Amalei, trained kulfi balata, you're going to get two blows from a club. And that is like a thick club that hits on the head, which is like, looks like a turnip heads. So the Gemara says that, Azal Rava hu yayma, v'yasabe midrasha kol yayma. So Rava went, and he didn't want to get this punishment, the fulfillment of this dream. So the whole day he went and he sat on the bismedrash. But Ishka Chanutre Sagi Nahiri Davikamansi Bahadi Adadi. He saw these two blind people that were fighting with each other in the Beis Medrash. So Azal Rava Lefrakin, the Rava went to, so to speak, to break it up. Umachula Rava Tre, and they banged him over the head two times. Dolu Lamachyu Achrida. So then one of them picked up his hand again to hit him over the head another time. So Amma Mistaye says, he says, Rava said, enough. Train Chazoi. I only saw two. In other words, I only saw two times being the two turnip heads, which was interpreted as getting hit over the head with a fat club. But that's only two times, not a third time. So that's unwarranted. So then the Gemara says, L'seif asa Rava v'yov le'ikr. Eventually, Rava came and he gave him money. So Amalei chazoi ashisa denafel. He says, I saw a wall that fell. So now suddenly the interpretation started changing because by head you had a love and a lust for money. He was selfish in the way he interpreted it. And now he decided, now he's getting money, he's going to give good interpretations. This that you saw, that the wall of your house fell down, was trying to tell you that you're going to have a property that you're going to acquire without boundaries, without limits. And that's the idea that your karka, your land, will be so broad. That's why the wall is coming down, to say that it will be limitless. He says, I saw the mansion of Abaya that fell down. I was covered with its dust. In other words, the dust that, so to speak, comes from the demolition, that it falls down, that dust fell on me. So Amalei, so he said to him, Abaye shachiv, u'misifti hasil gabach. The idea is that Abaye will pass away, and his misifti, his mansion, so his base medrash, will come to you. You'll take over as the Rosh Hashiva. Amalei chazoi apadno didi denafel. He says, I saw that my mansion fell down. V'asu kul alma shakul levinas levinas. I saw everybody coming and taking, everyone was taking one brick from it. So Amalei Shmaitzach Mevadrin Be'amah. The idea was that your thoughts, your Chedushim of Torah, will go out and spread out to the world, that everyone's going to be taking one brick, some insight from your Torah learning. Amalei Chazoi Da'av Kereshi Menasser Moikri. Says, I saw that my head was split open and my brains fell out. So Amalei Udr Mebeisadji Nafik. He says that all it is that a feather came out and will come out from your pillow. And that's the idea, but from his head, his brains, is just a feather coming out from his pillow. He says, I saw that I was reciting the halal of Mitzrayim, which this is the halal that we recite on Pesach. that since there's a other hal which is called hal agadol, so this one's called hal hamitzvah. But that's the hal that we cite by Pesach. So amalei nisa misrachish lach. What they're showing you is that a miracle will happen for you, and that's why it's called nisim, after the month of Nisan. That for every tzar that happens to Klal Yisrael, they recite hal on that when they get redeemed. So that's the idea of the hal hamitzvah, that we say hal when we get redeemed. That's the idea, is that a nes will happen to you. Have a ka'azal bahad day ba'arba. So what happens is that one time Bahadji was going with Rava on a ship. So Amar, so Bahadji said, Bahadri gavr de misrachish le'inisa lomali. Why do I need to be with another person that a miracle is going to happen to him? In other words, maybe right now will be the time when a miracle happened to him, that the ship will go down and he's going to be saved, because that was the dream I just interpreted for him, that he's going to say halal mitzri, which is that a miracle happened to him. I don't want to be on the same ship as him, because everyone's going to go down and he's going to be saved. So the Gemara says, Bahadi de Kosolik, when Bahadi was finally just getting out of the ship quickly before it took off, Nafal Sifra Mine, a book fell from him that he was holding. Ashkeche Rava v'chaza, so Rava found it, and he saw the Havak Sivbe that it said on this book, Kol HaChalomos Holchan Achapeh, that all the dreams go after the mouth. In other words, it goes according to the interpretation. That's how the dream is going to be. It doesn't depend on the dream per se. That's the coding. But how you interpret it, that's exactly what's going to happen. So Amos Rava said, Rasha, you evil one, Bididach Kaima, it was dependent on you. You were the one that defined the interpretation, whether for good or for bad, and everything you made for me for the bad. Fitziartin kuli hai, and you tortured me so much. In other words, you could have given everything a good spin. So I said, kulo mechil nuloch, on every dream that you gave me, which was so bad, I moichel you, I forgive you, bar mi bar tid Rav Chisda, except for the daughter of Rav Chisda, who was the wife of Rava, which he interpreted that his wife is going to die, and she died. Yehi Rava de Limsar hu gavra lidei machustu de lemrach merles. Says, let it be the will of Hashem that this person be given over to a kingdom that doesn't have mercy on him. So Amar Mayavit. So Bahadji said to himself, what am I going to do? Gimiri, we have a tradition, the killas chacham afila b'chinam heba, that the curse of a wise man, of a tama chacham, a tzaddik, it comes true even for no reason, even if he does it with unwarranted. But Koshkin Rava de bedina kalai, and definitely Rava, who he's right, and he's rightfully cursing me because it's my fault. Amar, he said, Eikim ag, let me get up and go into exile. The Amar, because as the master says, Golis mekaperes avin, that exile is of an atonement for sin. So come Goli lebei remoi, he got up and he went to exile to Rome. Ozl Yosef apischa deresh terzina de Malka. He went and he sat himself by the entrance of the house of the treasury of the king. And that is the place where they used to keep all the different silks of the king. So Reish Terzina Chazachama, that the head of the treasury, he had a dream. Amalei Chazoi Chelma de Ayel Mechtebetz Baasi. So he told the Bahadji, he says, I saw a dream that a needle went into my figure. So Amalei Havli Zuza. So he says, give me money. In other words, he had this lust for money and he couldn't get past it. He says, give me money. And then, so to speak, then he'll interpret it. V'lo Yovli, but he didn't give him money. So he didn't tell him anything. He didn't want to give him the bad interpretation, but he couldn't give him a good one because he pushed it. He was so tied to his money. Then a later time he said, I had a dream that worms came into two of my fingers. So he says, give me money. He didn't give him money. So he didn't tell him anything. He says, I saw a worm coming into my whole hand. So he finally told him, that a worm came and, so to speak, ate through all the silks in the treasury. Shami b'malka, so this was heard by the king of the house of the king. Vasyuel Resh Terzina, and therefore they brought the head of the one who watched the treasury of the silks. Kokotli, and they were going to kill him. Samalea Noamai says, why me? Why are you killing me? Aisu lahai, bring that person, in reference to Bahadji, to have the yod of Yemen. He knew about it and he didn't say anything. So Aisu la Bahadji, they brought Bahadji. So Amrile, they said to him, Amatu zuzu didach, because of your money, because these few coins that you're lusting after money, charvu, it was destroyed. Now we continue on Tamid Beis. Shiroi de Malka, all the silks of the king. So the punishment that they did for him was kafisu train arzi bechavlo. They went and they tied two cedar trees with a rope. Asrochad kari lechad arza. They went and tied one leg to one cedar tree. Vechad kari lechad arza, one leg to the other tree. Vesharu lechavlo, and then they let the rope go. Adit stolik reish until his head split. And ozel kochad v'chad v'kamaduchte, and each tree went back to its previous place. It's talik, and he was split v'nofel betrain, and he fell into two different pieces. So up until now was the story of Bahedja, exactly how he was with his interpretations. Again, everything goes after the way the one that interprets it. And he, the one who gave him money, he gave a good interpretation. The one who didn't give him money, he gave a bad interpretation. And ultimately, that was his untimely death because of the curse of Rava that he gave him all these bad interpretations. So now the Gemara brings other tzaddikim that gave good interpretations. Again, because you can always have this perspective, whether for good or for bad, and specifically in this arena of pisroinos, of interpretations of dreams. So the Gemara brings Shol ben Doma ben Achoses Rebbe Shmuel es Rebbe Shmuel. So he asked his uncle Rebbe Shmuel. He said, Re'isi shnei l'chayish inashu. I saw my two jaws that fell out. And again, we see that the dreams that sometimes seem so good by Bahed, you were interpreted for bad. And we see dreams that were seem so bad, like two jaws falling out, that they're interpreted for good. Either the word is gedude or some agar is gedoyle, that two heads of battalions in Rome that they plotted against you for the bad, and they died. And that's the idea that the jaws are the parts which help speech, that talk, and now they fell out. The ones who were speaking bad about you are not there anymore. Omele Barka Parla Rebbe, so Barka Parla said to Rebbe, Re'isi choit mishanosh, I saw my nose that fell off my face. So Amalei, Charei nafnes talak memcha, the anger of the nose, which is the term anger, charinaf, was removed from you. And that is the idea that anger is recognizable by the nostrils, that it gets heated up and smoke, so to speak, comes out of it. That's what's called charinaf. So the nose is the metaphor for that. That's fell off. No more problems. There's no more anger against you. Amalei re'isi shnei yodesh nechtuchu. He says, I saw my two hands that were chopped off. So amalei l'tetztach l'maisedach. You see the positive spin he puts in it. It means that you don't need to have your handiwork anymore. In other words, you're going to be wealthy, so you won't have to do work. Amalei re'isi bezraglish enikto. He says, I saw my two feet that were chopped off. Amalei asusat arechiv. You're so wealthy, you'll be riding on a horse. You won't need to walk with your feet. He says, chazoy da'amrili. I saw that it was said to me in my dream that ba'adr misas, and adr you're going to die. V'nisan lechaz, you're not going to see nisan. Amalei adurta misas, v'loy asis l'dei nisoy. That what it means is that you're going to die with adar, which is from the word hadar, that you're going to die with honor and splendor. And when it says you're not going to come to Nisan, it means you're not going to come to Nisan to test. And that's why you're going to have everything working out. Now the Gemara continues with a tzeduki that had many different dreams, which we see the way Rabbi Shmuel interpreted them. Amalahu tzeduki Rabbi Shmuel, this tzeduki who were those that didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, they weren't righteous Jews in any sense whatsoever. So he said to Rabbi Shmuel, Re'isi shani mashke shemen l'zeisim. I saw my dream that I was pouring olive oil into olives, which is the reverse, because usually olive oil comes from olives. So he was pouring the olive oil into the olives. So Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel said, Bo'alim, this person cohabited with his mother, and that is because, generally, again, like we said, that olive oil comes from olives. Here the olive oil was going back, which is, so to speak, he came from his mother, from the area where he cohabited, and he's, so to speak, bringing it back in there. That was the reference that he cohabited with his mother. Amalei chazoi de kotev likeichva. I saw my dream that I plucked out stars from the heavens. So Amalei ba'isol ganavta, you stole a Jewish child. And that is because a Jew is compared to the stars, as the psukim say many times. So if you plucked out a star, that means you stole and you kidnapped a Jew. Amalei chazoi de belati likeichva. I saw that I swallowed a star. So Amalei ba'isol zavante, that the idea is that you kidnapped and sold the Jew. V'achalt l'tmei, and you already consumed the prophets that you made. That's the idea that you swallowed the star. Amalei chazoi eini dinashkin adodi. It says, I saw that my eyes were kissing each other, that they were touching. Amalei ba'alachoisa, he was cohabited with his sister. Again, that's, the, so to speak, their twin eyes, that they come from the same parent, from the same face. And that they were kissing is the idea that he cohabited with his sister. And they committed incest. Amalei chazoi dinashki siyare. He says, I saw that I was kissing the moon. Amalei bo'al eshes Yisrael, that he cohabited with a Jewish woman. And that is, as we know, that the man, the husband, is a reference as the son, and the woman is the mirror of her husband. So the fact that he was, so to speak, kissing the moon is a reference to a Jewish woman that he cohabited with her. Amalei chazoi didrichna betuna da'asi. So I saw that I was treading in the shadow of a hadas, of a myrtle. Amalei bo al nair ha'marasa means to say that he was cohabited with a girl, a nara that was betrothed, that was engaged. And that is because they used to make a chuppah out of hadassim, out of myrtles, when she would come into our chuppah, and which was called hinuman. Therefore, if he was treading, which is a lashon of, so to speak, having, so to speak, being meitzi zera, that he was doing it in the shadow of a myrtle, that means the girl that was engaged, he cohabited with her. But I also saw that my shadow was on top, that was really on bottom. So amalei mishkavcha hafach, that means that your bed, which is a euphemism for intercourse, that it was reversed. And that is what the Bach says, that that story, that he was cohabited with the girl, the Naira that was engaged, that she was on top and he was on bottom, which is the reverse of how the intercourse should be. And that's the idea that he saw that his shadow that was on top, which was really on bottom, that it was reversed. Amalei chazoi urvid hadri lepuyis, says, I saw ravens that were surrounding my bed. So Amalei ishtucha zonsa mandashem harba, that your wife, she was mezana, she had many trysts with many men. And that is because, as we know, that by Noach, with the Orvim, the ravens didn't trust their spouses. And that's the idea. The ravens are here to show that you shouldn't be trusting your wife because she's, so to speak, having different relations with different men. I saw that doves were circling around my bed. So that means you defiled many women. Again, as we know that we mentioned on Amud Aleph that the woman is compared to a yoina, and therefore if there are many doves flying around, that means to say that you defiled many Jewish women. He says, I saw that I was holding on to two doves, and then they flew away. That's the idea, is that you married two women, but you let them go without a divorce bill, without a get. He says, I saw that I was peeling an egg. The idea is that you stripped a dead person from the clothing that he was wearing in his grave. And that's the idea of the egg, so to speak, that you're peeling it. Says, you're right, everything that you interpreted, all these evil things, they're all true. Besides this one, that never happened. I didn't strip no corpse from his grave. So, but the Gemara says, the hochi v'hochi, in the meantime, asya ha'itza, there was a woman that came by where they were conversing. And she said to him, this cloak that this person is garbing himself with, the gavra plain who demisses from that person that died, vashalachta, and you stripped him of it. So we see that even that was true. So Amalei said to him, Chazoi da Amrili, I saw that in my dream, they told me, Shvoikloch avuch nichse bekabutkaya, that your father left for you merchandise property in Kabutkaya, which was the name of a place. So Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Islach nichse bekabutkaya, do you have merchandise, you have property in Kabutkaya? Amalei lav, no, I don't have anything there. Azul avuch lekabutkaya, did your father ever go there? Amalei lav, no. Says Imkain, if that's the case, that you don't have any properties there and your father didn't go there, that the one that passed away. So if so, kafa, the way you interpret kapitkaya is a contraction of two words. A kapa means kashura, which means a beam. In other words, they're telling you a beam that in Persian and Greek they call a beam, they call it kapa. Deka, the kapitkaya deka is a reference to asar, which is ten. That is in Greece. They call Asara Deka, that deck, as we know, a decade, a decagon, all these things, that deck means 10. So what he's telling you, that what in the dream, they're telling you that you have a lot of money in the 10th beam. So that's what he told them. Zil Chazi, Kapa Deresh Asara, go and see that the head of the 10th beam, Sheim Aleizu, you're going to see that in your house, the 10th beam, Sheim Aleizu, it's full of coins. Azul Ashkach Sheim Aleizu, he went and he found that it was full of coins, and that was that your father left you, so to speak, Nachasim in Kapitkaya, that was the Kappa is a beam, Dakia is 10, and the 10th beam that this coins, this money there. So now the Gemara continues on the different, so to speak, skulois that are present in dreams, and that what they show you something that it's a metaphor for something that's relative to the person's life. Amr Reb Chanina, so Reb Chanina said, Haroya Be'er Bachalim, if someone sees a well in his dream, Roya Shalom, he's seeing peace. Like it says in the pasuk, "Vayachperu avde Yitzchak b'nachal," that the slaves of Yitzchak, they were digging in the valley. V'yimtu sham be'er mayim chayim, they found over there a well of living water, and that is that in that pasuk over there it says v'lirovu aleho, that they did not quarrel over that one. In other words, all the other wells they quarreled, the ones from Avimelech, they quarreled with Yitzchak. Here they didn't. So that's the reference of when someone sees a well, is that finally there's peace. And that's why, if he sees a well, it's a significant, just like by Yitzchak, when they dug the well, it was finally a time of peace. Reb Nosson says that the metaphor of a well is that matzah Torah, that this person will find Torah. Shnema ki moitzi matzah chaim, that those who find me, Hashem says, they find life. And it says over here by the well, be'er mayim chaim, that it's a well of living water, that you see that it references life to the well, and that life really means finding Hashem, which is Torah. So therefore, Reb Nosson says that if someone sees a well, it's a reference that he's going to find Torah. And the third interpretation, Rava Mechaim Mamash, that it means he'll actually find life, as the Pasuk says, that Ki Moitzi Moitzi Chaim will find life. So again, a well either means that he's going to have peace, or Torah, or actual life, which these obviously are all related. Amar Reb Chanan, Shalosh Shloimesein. Reb Chanan says that there are three metaphors of peace that are shown to a person in a dream. And they are, Nahar, a river, Tzipor, a bird, Ukedera, and a kettle. And they bring from Sukkim to show this, that these are metaphors for peace. Nahar, a river, the Chsiva says in the Pasuk, Hini noite aleha k'naharshal, that it will extend to her like a river of peace. So we see that extending a river is extending peace. Tzipor, a bird, the Chsiva says in the Pasuk, Tziporim ofis, like flying birds, Ken yogin Hashem tzavokis, v'gayim esota Hashem will protect you. And that is the protection of the wings of the birds. That's the we see that birds signify protection, peace. Kedera, cattle, the Chsiva says in the Pasuk, Hashem tishpeis shalom lanu, that Hashem will set for us peace. That's the sitting down of the cattle that we see. It's a reference to peace. But Amr Reb Chanin says, Ubegedera she'im babasash, and we learned that it's only a metaphor for peace if it's a pot, a kettle that doesn't have meat inside of it. As it says in the Pasuk, Guforsu kasher basir, that you have sliced them like it is in a pot. And that is that we see is a lashon of Peronius, of punishment, and that's when there's meat inside. And like meat inside a cauldron, that's when it's a reference to punishment. But when it's an empty kettle, then it's a reference to peace. So an interesting pshat from the Vilna Gaon, that these three metaphors of a river and kettle and a bird is three different levels in peace. And that is, the first level is one that when there's two people and they have an absence of conflict. That's like a river, which is that's, so to speak, two cities that are connected for mutual benefit, but they're separate. They're separated by the river, but they both use the river, and that's how the ways that they connect with each other. The second metaphor, which is a higher level of peace, is that they come together for a common goal that each one of them would not have been able to do on their own. And that is like the kettle, which if it was fire was directly on the food, it would burn it. The water would soak it. But when they harness both of them together, then they create a new entity which each one would not have been able to do on their own. That's a higher level of peace. And the third level is when it's a single organism that's operating in two realms, which is like two different natures, like the bird that flies in the heavens with its wings and it walks on the ground, on the earth, with its feet. And that is to tell you that they come together and that each one affects each other to help it emerges into one unit, one organism of the bird. That's the highest level of peace. And all these three things are related to especially any relationship, but especially in a marriage, that it has to work through these three levels to be able to get complete harmony. And that's the images and the metaphors of peace that a person has, is the river, the kettle, and the bird. So now the Gemara continues with this idea that interpreting dreams for the good. Amri B'Shua ben Levi, Haroi Nahar B'Chaloyim. Someone sees a river in his dream. So therefore we said that many different metaphors can, as we saw by Bar Hedyon Amar Aleph, could be interpreted for good or for bad. So a person always wants to, even in his own perspective, interpret it for the good. So if he sees a river in his dream, Yashkim V'Yim, let him get up and say, Hinini Noite Aleho K'Nahar Shom. Let him recite that pasuk, which is, that I will extend to her a river of peace, before his negative reaction kicks in, and that he interprets it with the following pasuk, that's kiyava kinar tsar, that it will come a river of travail. And that is, again, one own and one owns reality. One is constantly interpreting the things that Hashem sends him, communications and messages, and therefore a person should always put a positive spin, and that will interpret it, the actual phenomena, versus coming with a negative pasuk. Similarly, Haroi, and these are the things that we saw, the river, the kettle, and the bird, which are for good, they can be interpreted for good or for bad. Similarly, Haroi, Tzipor B'Chalim, whoever sees a bird in his dream, Yashkim V'Yemer, let him get up and say the pasuk, which we mentioned before, Kitziporim Ofis, Ken Yogin V'Gaymer, like flying birds, so to Hashem protects us, Kolidim Shekhtim in the pasuk Ach, before he prefaces it with another pasuk, which is negative, Kitzipor Nodidos Min Kana, like birds who wander from their nest, which is obviously not a good thing. And finally, Haroi, Keder B'Chalim, whoever sees a kettle in his dream, Yashkim V'Yemer should get up and say the pasuk that we said before, which is the pasuk of peace. Hashem Tishpei Shalom Lo, Hashem should set for us peace. Koidim Sheik Demen, the pasuk Acha, before prefaces from a different pasuk, which is Shvois, Hasir Shvois, that set the path down, which is a reference over there in the Pesukim to the Churban. Then the Gemara continues on other things which also could be interpreted for good or for bad, and you always want to first give a good spin on it. If someone sees grapes in his dream, let him get up and say, like grapes in the desert, that's how Klal Yisrael was when they were going through in the Midbar. That's Koidim Shekhtim in the Pasukach, before he gets a different Pasuk, which is Anivema in Verosh, that their grapes are grapes of gall, that they're bitter and sour, and it's obviously a negative dream. Haroya Harbachalim, if someone sees a mountain in his dream, so Yashkim Yerim, let him get up and say, Manovu al Heharim Raglimabas, how pleasant on the mountains are the legs of the one who's coming to call out the good news that Mashiach is coming. Koidim Shekhtim in the Pasuk Acha, before it comes to him a different Pasuk, which is al Heharim, that on the mountains, that I will call out with weeping and wailing, which is obviously a bad metaphor. If someone sees a shofar in his dream, let him get up and say that it will be on that day, it will be blown with a large shofar, and that's a reference to the geula, to the redemption. Before it comes to him, a different pasuk, which is tiku shofar begiva, that they blow a shofar in giva, which was a reference over there to the churban, to the destruction. If someone sees a dog in his dream, get up and say, that to all the Jewish children, the dogs never wet their tongues, which was there by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Makas Bukharis, that they didn't bark, which was a good thing for Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk Acha before prefaced him another Pasuk, which is Vaklovim Azi Nefesh, that the dogs are Azis of Nefesh, that they're greedy, and that is that they have this audacity and this chutzpah, that's obviously a bad dream. If someone sees a lion in his dream, let him get up and say, that the lion roars, who's not fearing that? That's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his presence is felt. Before another pasuk comes to him, that's Ola Aryeh Misubchai, that the lion gets up out of its den, which is about the bad things that are happening. If someone sees shaving in his dream, he should get up and say, a pasuk that's by Yosef HaTzadik, v'yigalech v'yichalef sam loisav, that they shaved him and that they changed his clothing, which is a reference to becoming a position of authority and of kingship, of greatness, because that's what it was when he became the second in command to Pari. Koidim shekitim the pasuk acha, before another pasuk comes to him, which is, im galachti, if I shave my hair, v'sor mi menekecha, then all my power, all my strength will leave me, which was by Shimshon, that when he cut his hair, he lost all his strength. That's a negative interpretation of shaving. If someone sees a well in his dream, he should get up and say, that a well of living water. Before it comes to a different pasuk, which is that as a well issues forth its water. So the pasuk over there says, so too will all its evil come pouring out. So that would be a bad interpretation of a be'er with its water coming out. If someone sees a reed in his dream, get up and say the pasuk that even a broken reed will not be broken, that nothing bad will happen to those who are broken already. Before he gets another pasuk, which is that you have relied for yourself on the support of a cracked reed. And the pasuk over there says, because al Mitzrayim asher yisamech ish olav, that on Egypt that a man relies on, which is not worth, it's not going to help you anything. That's a bad interpretation of a reed. So Tanur Rabbanan, so we learned in the Braisa that up until now we were talking about when you're seeing images, so to speak. Now, let's say you see the word, but in the actual letters that it's spelled out. So haroya kanabachalim, if someone sees a reed in his dream, but he doesn't see the reed itself, he sees the word Kof Nun Hey, which is translated as reed, but it also could refer to other things, which is Yitzapa L'Chachma. He should anticipate wisdom coming to himself. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Kana Chachma, that you should acquire wisdom, that the word Kana doesn't mean just to read, the word Kana could also mean to acquire, so it's a reference to that Pasuk that he will acquire wisdom. Kanim, if he sees reeds, but again, it just means Kanim, that's the word, could be interpreted Yitzapa L'Bina, he should anticipate understanding. Like it says, that in all your acquisitions you should acquire understanding. That's the pluralism of acquisitions. That's kanim. Reb Zera says, if one sees the word kara, which literally translated as guard, kira, which is a hard palm, or kira, which is wax, or kanya, which is a reed, Kulu malul chalma, they're all favorable for a dream. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa regarding the first one of Karav, of guard, that ein marin deluim, that we don't show deluim, which is the same thing as Kara, el mishahu yurishimaim chalkoich, only someone that has the fear of heaven with all his energy, with all his strength, he has the fear of heaven. And that is because the pasuk in Yeshaya Lamechaz says, Delu einai lamarim, lift up my eyes to what's above me, which is a reference to the fear of heaven. That's the word dalas, which is delu einayim, which is lifting up my eyes. So interesting, Rav Nissim Goin says that, why is this that if someone sees the guard, the deluim, the kara, it's only for someone that has the fear of heaven with all his strength? Because he says that these deluim, that there's no other fruit that grows as big as them. And in spite of that, they don't hold themselves high off the ground. Rather, the bigger they get and the larger they get, that's how much lower down they hang onto the ground. So too, Yirei Shemayim, those have the fear of heaven, there's no other creature that's greater than them. But still, they don't hold themselves better than them. As the pasuk in Iyiv says, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachmat, the fear of heaven is wisdom. And that is the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them greatness and honor and nesius, that's how much more humble they become. As the pasuk says, Eikiv Anava Yiras Hashem, that the heel of humility is, so to speak, the fear of Hashem. And Rishas Chachma Yiras Hashem. And Rav Nissim Goin brings a Gemara on Chul and Daf Pei Test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai, so you know why I desire you so much? Because even at the time when I shower you with greatness, you make yourself low in front of me, and that I gave greatness to Avram Avinu. And he says, what am I but dust and earth and ashes? V'nesati gedul l'mayshavaran, I gave greatness to Moshe and Haran. So Amr, what do they say? V'nachnama, what are we? I gave greatness to Dove, and what did he say? V'noichi t'laz v'layish, what am I? I'm a worm, not even a man. And that's the reference that when one sees deluin, that's the word deluena, that I look up to heaven, that and that's one interpretation. Like Rashi says, like Rav Nissim Goin says, because they're so great, but yet they hold themselves lower and lower, the greater they become. That's someone that has Yirat Shamayim with all his strength. So the Gemara continues, if someone sees an ox in his dream, let him get up to give a good interpretation first. Let him recite the pasuk of that, the firstborn ox, that he's noble, which is a reference to Yosef Tzadik, that's a blessing. Before another pasuk comes to him, that kiyigach sharis ish, that when the ox gores a man, which is something bad happening, which is hezek damages. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, chamisha dvarim nemar b'shoy, there are five different things, different angles that are said about an ox that happened in the dream. Ha'oichel mebisaroi misasha, whoever eats from the meat of the ox, that's a sign that he's going to get wealthy, because that's how what wealthy people eat. Nagchu, if it gores, he's going to have sons that gore in Torah. That's like a terminology used that they're going to be big time in the Chacham. Nashchu, if he bites him. Yisurim boim alav, then afflictions will come upon him. Batoi, if he kicks him. Derech rechaykin is damloi, that he has a long journey prepared for him. That's when he kicks, he goes really far. Rachva, if he rides in him. Oile l'gdula, he's going to be elevated to greatness, which is like when one rides on top of him. Oh, but the Gemara asks about Tanya, but we learned Rachvei Meis, if he rides on top of him, he's going to die. So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha, it depends. Hada Rachav Hu L'Tura. If he's riding on top of the ox, that means he's going to be elevated to greatness. Hada Rachav Tula Did, that's when the ox is riding on him, then he's going to die. The Gemara continues, Roi Chamor B'chaloyim, if someone sees a donkey in his dream, Yitzapel Yeshua, he should anticipate the salvation. Shneimah says in the Pasuk, Hinimalkich Yobelach, Tzadik v'noishahu, that your king is coming to you, righteous and salvation. Ani v'reichav al-chamor, that the image of Mashiach will be a pauper riding on a donkey. So you see that, so to speak, seeing a donkey is, so to speak, a metaphor for the salvation coming. Haroich hatul b'chalem, someone sees a cat in a dream. So it depends. And this is where we see that it's contextual and subjective, depending on the person that's having the dream. But after the correlation, if he's in a local, an environment where they call a cat shunra, nasas loy shirinas, then what happens is that a beautiful song will be made for him. In other words, something beautiful in life will be harmonized for him. Shinra, but if they call in his place a cat shinra, then nasas loy shinra, then something bad, a change for the worse is going to happen for him. Again, depending on what the word means in the context of that person's life. Haroya nov machalim, if someone sees grapes in his dream. So it depends. Levanas, if he sees white grapes, so then bein bezman and bein shalei bezman and yavas, whether it's in its proper time or not, it always has a good symbolism. Shecharis, but if it's dark, and we always find that darkness and whiteness always has those different connotations, that darkness is is not as ominous, is not as a good sign. It's more ominous for the bad than white. So if he sees dark grapes, bizmanon yafis, in its right time, then it's good. Shaloi bizmanon rois, not at its proper time, then it's a bad sign. Haroyas sus love machlam. Someone sees a white horse in his dream. So then, bein benach is bein der baradif, whether if it's trotting or whether it's galloping quickly, yafalai, it's still a good sign for him. Adoim, if it's a red horse, then benachas yafa, if it's trotting slowly, then it's a good a sign. But beradiv kasha, if it's running quickly, then that's a bad sign. Haroi yishmol bachalim, if someone sees Yishmol, who is the son of Avram, that he was the first, so to speak, Arab, then tefilasi nishmas, his tefillah is heard. And that's the word Yishmol, is Yishmakel, Hashem hears. But the Gemara says, "V'dafuk Yishmol ben Avram." This is where we say Yishmol, which a lot of times means in Arab, is necessarily Yishmol, the son of Avram. Avataya ba'almaloi. But if he sees just a random Arab, that would not be the sign that his trilas are going to be heard. Haroi gomel b'chaloyim. If someone sees a camel in his dream, misa niknasa loy min hashemayim v'tzilu mimenu. That means death was decreed upon them from heaven, but he was saved from it. So Amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina Micro, what's the pasuk that shows that the camel should symbolize that idea? Because the pasuk says, "V'noichi eridim chametzrayim." Hashem said to Yaakov, "I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. V'noichi elcha, and I will take you out. Gam ola, and I will also go out." And that is the word "gam ola" seems like a contraction of the word "gamel," which is camel. Gam ola, that I will also go up. That's a sign of being saved from death, from punishment, and that's why if you see a camel, it's the idea that you were saved from something bad. V'nachma Yitzchak Amar Mehachi brings a different pasuk to show that gamel means to be saved from death. That gam Hashem hever chataskha, that also Hashem has removed your sin. Loi Thomas, you will not die. So gam loi, also not, meaning also not death. That's the word gamal. Haroi Pinchas b'chalim. If someone sees Pinchas, who is the one that killed Zimri ben Salu, pela nasla, something miraculous will happen to him, just like it was done for Pinchas, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Pebe says, so many different things that happened to Pinchas when he went and killed Zimri ben Salu, that he got out of not being massacred by all the people. Haraya pil bachalim, if someone sees an elephant in a dream, and the wording is pil, pala'is nasulay, then miracles would be made for him. Pilim, if he sees elephants, piloi ploys nasulay, then miracles of miracles will be made for him, something really amazing. But the Gemara asks, "Vatan b'ulot nabraisa kol mini chayis yafan lachaloyim," that all types of animals are a good omen in a dream. Chutzim napilim nakayif, besides an elephant and a monkey. So Gemara says, "Loi kasha." It's not a difficulty because it depends. As the Gemara says, as we continue on to Nunzayim and Aleph, "Hod mistrik, hod loy mistrik." This is talking about that it's saddled. That if there's a saddle on top of the elephant, so then that's a good sign that you're, so to speak, in control of that energy. Hodele mystic, this time that it wasn't saddled, then it's a bad sign, a bad omen for the person who sees the elephant. So again, what we see from our Gemara is that these interpretations are, so to speak, relative to the person, to the environment, to the place where what it means for the person, that it's subjective. And again, it goes according to the interpretation, how the person interprets it, and he himself should even give a good interpretation before he goes ahead and tries to define it for the bad.